It's Friday, January 19th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. MSPs boost IT budgets by 70%, a surge in enterprise IT demand spurs growth. The FTC joins a global pact for AI data privacy, new standards to enhance training data trustworthiness. Progress in the Kaseya case, prosecutors in the FBI continue the pursuit beyond sentencing. And cross-industry collaboration is key to leveraging AI's full potential, insights from Google DeepMind's COO. This is the business of tech. With as many breaches and security concerns as I report in this show, it should be obvious that cybersecurity is not just about technology, but also the human expertise needed to interpret and respond to complex threats. Huntress is focused on elevating SMBs and MSPs around the world. Huntress has a suite of fully managed cybersecurity solutions powered by a 24/7 human-led SOC, dedicated to continuous monitoring, expert investigation, and rapid response. And the proof is the execution. Huntress is the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Want to know more about the platform? Visit huntress.com/MSPradio to learn more. Managed services providers are experiencing a rise in spending, with budgets increasing by up to 70% to meet the growing demand for enterprise IT. A report by ETB Technologies reveals that 80% of MSPs have significantly increased their IT budgets, with two-thirds doubling their budget size. The report also highlights the popularity of refurbished IT equipment among MSPs, with 30% currently purchasing refurbished devices and 84% having purchased refurbished tech before. The shift toward a hybrid cloud strategy post-pandemic is also noted, with 62% of MSPs considering or already implementing declouding. Cost efficiency, quality, and service remain key considerations, making refurbished technology attractive. UK small businesses are planning to increase their tech investment in 2024 to drive growth and improve customer experience, according to a survey by American Express. Many businesses plan to introduce new technology, ramp up sales and marketing activity, and bolster their sales capabilities. Despite challenges, small businesses are optimistic about growth prospects, with most expecting to grow in the next 12 months. Collaboration between local community businesses has also increased, and digitization is a crucial driver for revenue growth and job creation. Global IT spending is projected to reach $5 trillion this year, per Gartner, with a growth rate of 6.8%. Spending on services surpassed spending on communications, making it the largest area of spending. Devices showed the highest growth rate at 12.7%, followed by IT services at 8.7% and data center systems at 7.5%. Change fatigue may persist as an issue, potentially leading to hesitance in project commitment. Generative AI is not expected to significantly impact IT spending, with traditional forces such as profitability and labor driving that spending. Cloud services are predicted to drive IT spending with a 20.4% increase in 2024. Why do we care? It's an excellent time to be in IT. The significant increase in IT budgets among MSPs indicates a robust demand for enterprise IT services. Providers should capitalize on this. I'm interested by the refurbished equipment angle. Consider offering refurbished IT equipment as a cost-effective solution to clients, ensuring that quality and service are not compromised. The key to success is maximizing the customer's IT spend so they receive a return on that investment. I've spotted a couple of updates on stories I've covered before, and I wanted to bring you up to speed. The Federal Trade Commission has joined a global data privacy and security law enforcement pact. The collaboration aims to enhance the trustworthiness and quality of AI training data through proposed data provenance standards. The European Data Protection Board has also published a report on coordinated data protection officer responsibilities and its enforcement. New Jersey has also signed a comprehensive privacy bill into law, while the report also highlights how health websites often violate privacy laws. The Federal Communications Commission has closed comments on a proposed rulemaking to establish its authority over broadband internet again. The Open Technology Institute supports the FCC's move and urges policies to to prevent discriminatory practices on the internet. They also emphasized the importance of the internet in helping public safety services. Some oppose reclassifying broadband under Title II, claiming it's unnecessary. The R Street Institute, a center-right think tank, opposes the FCC's proposed rulemaking, arguing that it would stifle innovation and harm competition. Experts are calling for substantial changes in the organization of the Cyber Safety Review Board in the U.S., which investigates cybersecurity challenges. They argue for greater independence to ensure more detailed reports and open, transparent reporting on major incidents. The board's membership, conflicts of interest with the private sector, and the power to subpoena organizations were also discussed during a U.S. Senate hearing earlier this week. Why do we care? The FTC will be where the action is for AI, and they are working to coordinate with other governments. That's smart on their part. You'll be watching the FTC to ensure AI compliance for customers. Calls for substantial changes in the CSRB's organization, including that greater independence and transparent reporting, underscore the importance of robust cybersecurity governance. It's good to see them iterate. That's how they improve. And another story to update on. One of the Kaseya hackers, Barlosov Dasinski, was in federal court yesterday in Dallas, Texas, for possible sentencing. Robert Chiaffi, CEO of Progressive Computing, who was a guest on this show, spoke during the sentencing and reported on his LinkedIn page with an update. Sentencing has been pushed to March 1st. Why do we care? I did want to highlight Robert's work again, advocating for the MSP and SMB community. And if you're not following Robert, you should be. I will quote a portion of his post. Quote, "This point filled me with great hope. The prosecutor said she and the FBI team were focused only on this case and, this is the really important note, that the case is not over once Vazinski is sentenced. In other words, and that was the inference, they are in hot pursuit of others. Reread that." End quote. And that's why we care. Two big ideas for your weekend. A policy paper from the Aspen Institute highlights the challenges cyber policymakers face in regulating the risks of generative artificial intelligence. The paper emphasizes careful consideration in implementing reporting rules and disclosures to avoid hindering innovation. It also discusses the difficulties in attributing cyber attacks to specific actors and the liability concerns for chief AI officers. Additionally, the paper mentions the emerging data privacy and collection questions that governments are grappling with. Lawmakers and congressional staffers recently explored AI chatbots' capabilities and vulnerabilities at a private event on Capitol Hill, aiming to inform ongoing discussions on AI security regulation. And Axios, covering how AI is revolutionizing science, particularly in material science and biology, according to Lila Abraham, COO of Google DeepMind. The company has made significant advancements, including discovering millions of potential new materials and developing AlphaFold, an AI tool that solves complex biology problems. Abraham is optimistic about the future of AI and believes it will be easier to teach younger generations about the ethical use of the technology. Collaboration with experts in various fields is crucial for transforming industries. Why do we care? The emerging data privacy and collection questions indicate ongoing legal and ethical challenges in AI development and deployment. Complex is good, right? IT services companies should prioritize ethical AI development and data privacy in their operations and service offerings and continue to educate themselves on these developments to provide insights to lawmakers, too. Thanks for listening. Today is National Popcorn Day. My wife will be very excited by that one. Got a comment, a question, a thought on a story? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend. I think you're going to want to listen to this one. Some automation with AI with someone who's doing it in the field. Trust me, you'll be interested. Talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSP Radio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me. I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.